This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, I'm with Leah Maas, Managing Director of Southwest Folklife Alliance. Welcome, Leah.
Hello.
I want to make sure we talk about Tucson Meet Yourself, as it's happening October 11, 12, and 13. For someone who's never been, could you describe what they will see, smell, and experience?
That's a great question. What a beautiful intro. Tucson Meet Yourself, if you've never been, is a diverse expression of our local community. If you've never been to Tucson Meet Yourself, it's held and hosted in the heart of our city. It's surrounded by three stages, over 48 food vendors, 500 artists all singing, dancing, drumming, sharing their cultural expression with the public at large. It is a gathering of over 100 to 120,000 people. It is an expression of who we are as a community.
So I understand that it had to move locations from where it was near the courthouse to Giacome Plaza because there were some concerns about the structural safety because the festival has become so huge.
That's right. So Tucson Meet Yourself started in 1974, founded by Dr. James Griffith, otherwise known as Big Jim. Jim started the festival right in front of City Hall on a grassy knoll. There were about 20 tradition bearers and his family, his wife, his children, who have all grown up in the festival. And they simply started Tucson Meet Yourself, and Jim will say this very plainly. He realized as a folklorist, as an anthropologist, as a community member, that there were a whole lot of people in this community who were doing incredible things, sharing their expression within their own homes, their churches, their community centers, but they were going unrecognized. And mind you, this is 1974, so this is like kind of the beginning of a multicultural movement in our nation.
The festival is so iconic for Tucson, as a matter of fact, that it's commonly known as Tucson Eat Yourself. But it's more than just a food festival, quote unquote. No offense to any food festivals. But there is definitely something that makes this experience. It's not just the transaction of getting food and paying for it, eating it, but there's more around it.
So the food court area of Tucson Meet Yourself, there are over 50 food vendors who participate every year, and 90% of them are not restaurants. They're not places that you could return to during any other time of the year. They're ethnic social clubs, they're student clubs, they're churches, they're community centers, and they're our partners. So partnership has been very important to our organization and to the festival. And then when I say partnership, I mean that they're making decisions with us about the conditions of the festival, about the way in which they're sharing their own cultural expression. So they're really there for two reasons. One is to share their cultural knowledge with the public at large, which is why the booths are dripping with decorations. Individuals are typically wearing their traditional heritage-based clothing or regalia. The intention is really to steep the public at large in the expressions of our community. Whether it's smelling the barbecue from CD's Jamaican barbecue on your clothes for days after you've attended the festival, or whether it's admiring the bright golden robes worn by the Wat Butumetatai Buddhist monks. The other element of the food court area for Tucson Meet Yourself that continues on throughout the entire year is that each of those ethnic social clubs and churches and cultural groups are raising over 87% of their overall operating budgets at the festival. So it's a major fundraiser for those organizations.
Thank you for being with us today, Leah.
Thank you.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County.